Hey YouTube, hope you're all doing okay. I just want to tell you about this box that I've acquired. It actually came from a house that Aleister Crowley used to own and live in. The house, it's called Boltskin House. I think I've done the pronunciation right there. And he used to live there. This box is from the first fire in 2015. The house had another fire in 2019, but this box was recovered in the fire from 2015. I don't believe it's a box that Aleister Crowley did himself, but I do believe it's a homage to Aleister Crowley. So I'll just show you around the box first, then I'll get back telling you a bit more about the history and the detail of it. As you can see here, it's got AC carved in to it for Aleister Crowley, so that's why I don't believe it's his box. Obviously, I don't think he would put his initials in. I think it's a homage to Aleister Crowley. It's quite a nice box. It's quite well built. I don't think it's hand carved, but it is a really pretty box. I'll show you it. Okay, now this side has got wax on it, so you'll see all the wax sealed there. It's cracked off a bit there, look. You can see the box is opening a bit there. We'll bring it round here. Not much wax there because it's all fell off over time, and it's not got wax at all on the back. So I'll put it back down again. As you can see, it's got a hexagram on top. So that's a hexagram's a six-pointed star. That can go back to the Seal of Solomon. The Seal of Solomon is where King Solomon had a ring, and that ring could control demons, spirits and ghosts, etc. It looks like it's been carved into the box itself and burnt in. It's a very precise circle, I must admit. And as you can see here, this bit's ward came off a bit. And here as well. Now, wax isn't an important thing with a Dybbuk box or a demon box or a cursed box. I think the wax sealant is just for maybe a bit of show. I think it's got more to do with this talisman on top, the six-pointed star, as has been known to use as a talisman for protection and also for occult ceremonies, black magic ceremonies and things like that. It's not specifically the Star of David. It is like other things as well. As above, so below, earth, fire and water, etc. Now, it has got something inside. I'll just shake it so you can hear. Okay, so it has got something inside. I haven't opened it. I don't know what's in it per se. Well, I say that. There is a small gap here. And what I did was I got a torch and shined it in from the side. And I looked in about here. And what I could see was a half penny. Now the half penny has got a ship on it, and I could see the date on it, and the date was 1958. So the coin was actually 1958. Now they stopped using that coin in 1969. So I've done a bit of research on the house. Crowley, I think, died in 1947. While he was at the house, he did try to do a ceremony to invoke his guardian angel. But with doing that, he had to summon the 12 kings and dukes of hell. While he was doing this ceremony, because the ceremony lasted for about 6 months, or it was meant to last for 6 months, he got called away halfway through the ceremony to Paris. And he didn't bind the 12 kings and dukes of hell. So local legend has it, they're still roaming about the house site. So fast forward to 1958. Because that's what the coin has on it. And again, it was stopped being legal tender in 1969. So I've been doing research on the person who lived in the house from 1958 to 1969. The person who was there was Major Edward Grant. Or was it Major Grant Edward? I think it was Major Edward Grant. Now, he killed himself in Aleister Crowley's bedroom in 1965. So I've been doing some research on him, and that's where I am at the minute with the box. Now, the seller that I got this of assures me that it has come from the house Aleister Crowley used to live at. It came from the drawing room. And I don't know if that was used as Aleister Crowley's autery or not, but it did come from the drawing room with, I think it was underneath floorboards, he said, with in another box. Now, the person he got it off recovered this from the house in 2015. Now, the person who originally found this didn't want it. It brought a lot of bad luck. He crashed his car, broke his arm. His girlfriend or now wife didn't like it. She got bad vibes from it. So he gave it to his friend. Now his friend got bad vibes from it. His friend kept it under his bed. And his friend gave him it. So the seller kept it under his bed. And he kept having nightmares. He kept getting the heebie-jeebies from it. And his wife just had enough and said, look, if it's causing this, that and like the other, I think we should get rid. So he put it on eBay. I've got all the listings. I've got all the messages that I've sent to and from him. And yeah, it's a really interesting box. I don't think it's a fake. I don't think he's scamming me because of the stuff he said adds up with the story on the internet. And it's a lot of work to go into this sort of thing just to make a couple of quid. I didn't pay an expensive amount for it. As I say, I think it's a homage to Aleister Crowley. Now, what's interesting about it is because like most boxes on eBay and most boxes you see people opening on eBay are covered in wax with either upside down crosses on, pentagrams on, this, that or the other. Where this box is just simple. It ain't got much wax on it. It's breaking off as you can see it's sort of opening there. I haven't opened it. I'm not going to open it yet. That could be in a few weeks. I believe this is a talisman on top of it to actually keep whatever they believe they've put in there. Now, the coin's an interesting part of it because it's a very strange coin to put in, like a half penny. And that date does go colorate? It does tie in with who lived in the house and, as I say, shot himself with a shotgun in Aleister Crowley's old room. As far as what else I could see in the gap, apart from the coin, was a few dried items, and I don't know. It does sound like there's some paper and some other bits and bobs in it. Because if I was to make one and I was to scam someone, what I would do is I would make it a lot more scarier. I would cover it all in black and write strange carvings on it, but it's not the case with this. This six-pointed star, again, is used as a talisman and a form of protection, and it's also used in black magic and occultism. Red candle wax initially is used as love spells and things like that, but it is used for protection as well. So yeah, it's a really interesting box. I'm spending 5 days with it under my bed like the seller did when he had it, and he had nightmares. So far, this is going to be my second night with it. The first night went okay. I didn't experience anything. And that's where I am. I'm investigating. I'm researching Major Edward Grant, who lived in the house. I'm only going off that time because that's the sort of era of the coin it is. Because after that, Jimmy Page bought it, I think, in 1970 to 1995. I've tried to do some research on the box. I can't find the initial box itself. I can find things that's like this box, but not this box. Because it's a very, very nicely carved. And it's got nice wood patterning on it. So, I mean, it's not a top quality box, I wouldn't have thought. But I don't know anything about boxes. It's just a very nice box. And as I say, this has been scratched in. It's not deep, but it looks like it's been burnt in. There. So yeah, as I say, I don't think it's a fake. But I think it's a homage to Aleister Crowley. I think the simplicity of it all is strange. the story that the seller told me matches up with the dates and timelines, with everything, with the drawing room. I've looked online, I've looked at plans of the house, the times of the coin, a half penny. If you want to research the half penny, it's a half ship penny with 1958 on it. And like as I say, the wax, it does look new. It does look newer on the camera than it actually is. But the person who acquired it from the house cleaned it all up. Now this is opening. But again, I'm not too worried or fussed about this opening, because I believe, if it is real, this talisman on top is there for the protection. So it, whatever you believe, if you believe there is a Dybbuk or a demon in it, it won't get out because of the protection talisman on top. So that's where I am at the minute, just doing more research. I just thought I'd tell you about it. In part two video, I'll do some... We might get the K2 meter out and we'll do an EVP session with it and we'll see if there's anything there. And then we'll take it from there. But what do you guys think? Do you think we should open it? Do you think we should open it on Halloween because it's October next month? Or do you think we should just leave it, wrap it up and bury it? So yeah, it's come from Balskine House, the house that Aleister Crowley used to live in and own. Again, Aleister Crowley did the invoking of the guardian angel, but didn't bind the 12 dukes and kings of hell. Now, before the house was built, there was a kirk there, a kirk's a church, and it burnt down with all its congregation inside. This was before the house was built. So the strange happenings been on that land before Crowley got into the house. Also, one of the ministers in, I think it's like 1628, something like that, used to keep an eye on the graveyard, because there's a graveyard near there. And he reckoned some sort of local wizard rose the dead and he had to put the animated corpses back in. There's so much information on this house and so much information to go off the coin, the dates. I believe a private seller had it. I think they were Dutch. But like as I say, it's a very interesting box. I'm not going to open it yet. I'm not saying I believe or I don't believe, but I don't think it's a scam. The reason being, it's just too simplistic, and the ones I've seen online are covered in black wax or got a pentagram on. That's another thing. I would have thought if it was a scam, it would have been made more scarier, and I believe it would have had maybe a five-pointed snare and an upside-down cross with some weird carvings on it, but this is just too simple. And as I say, I've been to and forth, back and forth, messaging the seller that I got it from, and it's consistent. I think if it was a scam, it's a hell of a lot of work to go to for just making the money he made from it, because it's not an awful lot, and it's a too much hard work, personally, from me to go through to get something like this. So yeah, I'll be spending the other night with it under my bed, like he did, to see if there's any more strange happenings, or if I can get any strange happenings, it'll be day two with it. But yeah, so far that's the box. I will do another video in a couple of days, or maybe next week or the week after. We'll do a K2 test on it, see if there's anything strange coming from it, and then we'll do an EVP test, and then we'll go from there. But yeah, it's an interesting item, to say the least. But yeah, this is from 2015, after the fire, in the drawing room. Now, the drawing room is one of the biggest rooms, and it has got a door in it, so that matches up to the oratory that he performed his ceremonies in. So, as I say, you've got the AC carved there, which also makes me believe it's a homage. So, and the coin as well. The coin is the key to say it's not Aleister Crowley's box, because that was 1958, and obviously he died before 1958. But the person who was there, Major Edward Grant, I think it's Major Edward Grant, was he some sort of lunatic that liked Aleister Crowley? Did he want to be the next Aleister Crowley? Obviously he bought the house because of the history, so did he do something? As I say, the coin's in there. I haven't opened it, and there was a slight gap there, as you can see, and mean, it does look... I don't know anything. I don't even know why I'm saying it looks old, because I don't know anything about boxes. Well, that's where we are at the minute. An Aleister Crowley homage box from a place where Aleister Crowley lived, with a 1958 halfpenny ship coin in. Ship, not shit, ship coin in. So yeah, if any of you guys or girls know anything else different about this, leave a message at the bottom. Please like and subscribe and give me your thoughts on it, because I have got everything documented, the listing, the messages to and from, and things like that. So thanks for listening, thanks for watching, and I'll see you next week if I'm still alive. See you later. Bye.